With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Over 100 people connected to a construction site at Spanish Peaks Mountain Club in Big Sky tested positive for COVID-19 in July. According to County Health Officer Matt Kelly, Cross Harbor Capital, a parent company of Spanish Peaks Mountain Club, hired a private company to do surveillance testing, follow up with people who tested positive, and perform contact tracing. Kelly said 20% of the initial round of tests from July 8th came back positive and have since dropped to around 5%. So far, there have been 116 cases.
The numbers are concerning and impressive, and I wouldn't ever try to minimize that. I would say that we're getting, you know, really good communication and cooperation from everybody up at Big Sky.
Kelly said initially some tests were inconclusive and not all of the results were assigned an address, just a P.O. box, which he said delayed contact tracing. It was also difficult because most of the workers commute in from several different counties. Kelly said he wants the private company to continue surveillance testing at Big Sky now that the process is smoothed out. And he said it's good that there's more testing capacity in the state, but
our testing system is getting bigger and more complicated.
With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.